Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. In a move to confront the realities of underage tobacco sales, Music Changing Lives, and the California Health Collaborative San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program are gearing up for their youth-led community resource fair happening Saturday, June 1st at the United in Christ Baptist Church. This event marks a significant milestone in the fight against underage tobacco consumption. On the line to tell us more is Josiah Bruni, founder and CEO of Music Changing Lives. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having us, Pepper.
Start by telling us about Music Changing Lives and the work you do here in the IE.
Yeah, so Music Changing Lives was a foundation I started back in 1998 on the premise of teaching at-promise youth how to own their intellectual properties through music and arts. And to date, we've become this robust after-school provider that provides music, art, fashion, murals, community cleanups, and so much more.
What inspired you to establish Music Changing Lives, and what impact has this organization had on the community over the years?
Well, I was blessed at a young age to find my passion, which was music, and then offered the opportunity to work for Priority Records, Capitol Records, and I found my joy in the music industry and knew instantly what I wanted to become, which was a marketing director and a promoter helping artists to uplift their music. And so being that I was able to do so under the leadership of my dear friend James White and Art over at Priority, it just really blessed me to know what I wanted to do as soon as I graduated high school.
And tell us about the decoy operation regarding underage tobacco sales that happened and how that led to the Apple Valley Against Tobacco campaign you're currently spearheading.
Earlier this year, youth ages 18 and 20 years old participated in a decoy operation with us, where we traveled to 30 different tobacco retailers in Apple Valley to determine whether stores were selling to underage youth in the community or not. At least 13 of those stores that we went to sold to the youth decoys, and they were able to purchase flavored tobacco products, actually, which is actually 43% underage sales rate, which is about 2 in every 5 stores that are willing to sell to youth. And so the legal purchasing of these products as well and the flavored tobacco is really against the law, which is SB 793 in the state, which is the flavored tobacco ban. So this tells us that there's more of a need to be done in terms of local monitoring and enforcement to ensure that local retailers are held accountable and that they follow the existing laws in our community.
How did Music Changing Lives get involved with the California Health Collaborative San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program?
Well, yes, this campaign started back in 2018 through MCL's involvement in the coalition. I was actually the founder of Music Changing Lives, but also I felt dear to stand up for underage youth that couldn't talk or speak up for themselves. So I joined the board as a chair for the Tobacco Coalition, and I just started to serve and just wanted to use my voice in the pandemic to support the efforts countywide to help protect our youth, number one, and to stop retailers from being able to sell within 1,000 feet of schools and parks. When I learned that they were able to do this, it just reminded me that they're predatorizing and actually targeting our youth. And so I was led to get involved.
How did Music Changing Lives get involved with the California Health Collaborative San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program?
Well, this campaign can help us strategize real solutions in real time, the underage tobacco sales in the Apple Valley community in particular. In partnership with local community leaders and decision makers, we know what has worked in other communities to address these types of problems, particularly through policy change with the implementation of local tobacco retail licensing policies, by providing education on what we have seen and potential solutions in other jurisdictions. We hope that this will help us and other local leaders to make more informed decisions that protect our youth, most importantly, from being predatorized and, again, targeted to become addicted to nicotine products.
How do you see the campaign making a difference in addressing the issue of underage tobacco sales in Apple Valley and San Bernardino County as a whole?
Well, we know that literally this tobacco retail license, number one, it could help reduce tobacco retailers from being able to sell to young adults that are in, like I said, within 1,000 feet of schools and parks. So that ultimately will make a big impact. But also, we're fighting so that they could stop actually advertising on gas pumps, on billboards, things like that, and making these things less accessible to our youth. And with a proper retail license, we know that enforcement can be placed so that we can combat this misinformation that's being put out that they're not selling when they really are.
Tell us about the upcoming Youth-Led Community Resource Fair happening on Saturday, June 1st in Apple Valley.
Yes, this is a youth-led event where we're getting about 10 to 15 different organizations engaged. And we've been talking to them and holding these discussions for the last few months. But now the special part about this resource fair is this is all youth-led. And so the youth are telling us adults what they would want for the young adults, and then we're just helping them to facilitate it. So that's the most beautiful part about this campaign, is that it's community-led, and it's not like us just talking as adults saying that there's a problem, but there's young adults that are in the schools that are seeing these issues, that are wanting to advise their friends of how not to become addicted to not only tobacco, but overdose uses, methamphetamines, and things like that as well.
How are youth advocates shaping the impact of the Community Resource Fair?
Again, this is all youth-led, so they'll be actually designing the games that we'll play. They're designing the playlist that we'll be listening to, and then they're also deciding what type of food we get. You know, that's the most important part of every festival is, like, what's the food, right? And so being that the youth are leading this all, I'm really excited to see what they're going to come up with.
What are some of the challenges you anticipate in tackling underage tobacco sales, and how do you and California Health Collaborative San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program plan to overcome them?
Great question. Some of the challenges that we do see is it is a business, right? And these tobacco companies, they are families as well. Some of them are owned by local families, but we really just want that education to be known that you're selling to underage teens and you may be trying to make a living, but hey, there's other ways to do that. And so we want to educate those retailers of other options of the products they can sell, continue their things, but also we want to educate our youth of the effects of the things that they're putting into their bodies so that they can make wise decisions. A lot of people are acting as vaping is cool, vaping's not a problem. But I learned through this campaign that those vape cartridges, even the people that collect the syringes from the hospitals won't collect the vape cartridges. So you're not even supposed to throw those things in the trash. And if a hazardous waste collector won't collect them, what is inside of that thing that you're putting into your body?
I've been speaking with Josiah Bruni, founder and CEO of Music Changing Lives, which, in partnership with the California Health Collaborative San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program, is hosting a youth-led community resource fair on Saturday, June 1st at the United in Christ Baptist Church. Where can we go to get more information?
Please visit us at musicchanginglives.org. Again, musicchanginglives.org. Just how it sounds, and you'll get all the information you need.
And anything else you think we should know?
I just really want to thank our community partners that are stepping up, and most importantly, our youth that are leading the way. It's showing that we're truly moving the needle in a positive, healthy way to make all communities throughout San Bernardino County healthy and thriving.
Well, thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you so much for having us, Pepper. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.